The 5-year strategic plan rollout meeting soon. What's the best way to handle that?
Let me out! I can help you! Let me out of here!
Huh?
Hello! I'm a magic talking video cassette, and conveniently I know a lot about that. I can be your trusted advisor and guide to planning meetings, including the 5-year strategic plan rollout that you just mentioned.
I don't know. Okay.
Good. I've got a few helpful tools in this discovery box that will prove very useful. This is a meeting planner's checklist to help you plan any meeting, and it's very good. It, and a lot of the other items in here, are from the Harvard Business School. Stop reading! We'll go over it in a minute. Next, another handy document called the Meeting Agenda. You use this to really focus any meeting's purpose and objectives. And this is an action and communication planning form. You use it to keep notes on what happened at the meeting and what the next steps are. The strategic plan meeting has its own versions of all these forms, along with a few other tools. This one's to help you answer the questions your staff are most likely to ask about the new strategic plan by providing some suggested responses.
This is good. Why are we changing from the source for entertaining ideas to discover the world?
Next! This handy flip binder has one side with key messages for you. The other has visuals for the staff. With this, you'll both have all the information you need right in front of you. And there's another video right inside the binder. It can't talk, poor thing, but it does show what our customers think. Roll the clip!
We will engage our customers like never before, taking them on a journey of discovery with products from our own backyard and around the world.
And finally, this is the strategic plan's poster with the brand's personality. Well, once you have the discovery box, what do you do with it? A good plan is to follow the steps of the meeting planner's checklist. 1. Have you identified the purpose of the meeting? 2. Have you identified the objectives of the meeting? 3. Have you selected the participants? 4. Have you identified the decision-making process? 5. Have you decided when and where to hold the meeting? 6. Have you checked to ensure equipment is in good working order? 7. Have you notified participants of when and where?
Oh, another meeting. Somebody's taken another management seminar and wants to change the way we do things.
Great! The new 5-year strategic plan.
Number 8. Have you finalized the agenda and distributed it to all participants? 9. Have you sent any reports or items needing preparation to participants? Step 10. Have you verified that all the key people will attend? And finally, 11. Have you prepared yourself? After all those steps, you know everything will run smoothly.
Welcome, everyone. We're here to discuss the 5-year strategic plan. Of the key trends shown on this slide.
You'll be busy, so make sure to get someone else to take notes on the action and communication planning form.
Knowledgeable, friendly, and helpful service.
Play the video and answer any questions.
Well, what information do we have on Ontario wineries?
After a successful meeting, the follow-up can be just as important as the meeting itself. You can make sure that the key messages of your meeting were understood by using the Action and Communication Planning form to show what was said and what tasks were decided on at the meeting. Then post it on the notice board. Provide any resources you promised.
Deborah, here's some more information on Ontario wines for you.
Oh, wonderful.
And act quickly on any decisions that have been made at the meeting. Thanks to you, we're sure the plan's rollout will be very successful. And I think everyone's on site now.
Well, now I understand how we can make the strategic plan happen every day.
Yes, my work here is done. Can you put me in a VCR now? I feel naked out here.
Of course.